Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Being underwater is usually not a good thing. Being underwater usually means that you need to get back above water, at least after a little while. Hopefully you know how long you can take being underwater. Hopefully you've learned to swim and you've learned to understand the dynamics that we are creatures that live above the water, not below the water. Below the water is a place where we don't want to be, both literally and sometimes even figuratively, as we find ourselves in difficult times in our world, as we find ourselves overflown. Is that the right way to say that? Overwhelmed by the troubles of our world, finding ourselves underwater in more ways than one. Underwater can be a magnificent place, don't get me wrong. I've never had the opportunity to scuba dive or anything like that. I've done a little snorkeling when we visited Hawaii a couple of years ago. And it's amazing the different world and the different creatures and the different ways that God exists through the creation of the world, across the seas and under the water. There is beauty to behold there, but there's also danger. There's also things that are strange to us. There's also things that perhaps we are not accustomed to encountering. Even above the water can be a place of danger. It can be a place that can rip us away from all that we know, but it's also a place of adventure, a place where if we know what we're doing, or we're with people that we know who know what they're doing, there can be joy and excitement and an opportunity to experience life in brand new ways. Water, it seems, is that in our world with which we wrestle. Water is for wrestling with in our world. It's that primordial thing of our world that God has called us to wrestle with. Not always in fear, sometimes in competition, sometimes in adventure. But the opportunity for us to engage the water of our world, to wrestle with it, and to see how it will bless us, even as we find ourselves sometimes under water. It's been that way since the beginning. The Bible tells us that when God created the world, God pushed back the waters. God wrestled with the waters to push them back and allow that dry land to appear, that place where God would create humans and gardens and places for us to live in community with one another and share in the bounty of all that God is creating. God wrestles with the waters. Going on through the story, God wrestles with the waters again when God, through Moses, parts the waters and allows the Hebrew children to walk through on dry land. Again, parting those waters as of creation, providing a place for safety and deliverance as God continues to wrestle with the waters. In the New Testament, when we hear about Jesus, we hear about how Jesus stills the storm, calms the waves and the wind, and seeks to dispel the fears of the disciples who think that wind and that water will overwhelm them and destroy them. The psalmist talks about the water that flows by the tree and the wise one whose roots reach down through the earth to drink of that water, to drink of that rich water that God provides. And finally, in the end even, there is a river of life that flows from God's throne so that in our own eternity and in our own everlasting, we can know that we are continued to be held, that we continue to be held up by God's waters, that God is with us to wrestle those waters and to make a way through for us. All of this image and more is wrapped up in how we understand our lives through our water of baptism to shape and form our lives, that we might wrestle with that baptism, wrestle with what it is that God has splashed over us in our lives. How God has called us to encounter sometimes fear, sometimes grief, sometimes terror, sometimes even death. But in all of it, life that comes from that water into eternal life. This was the case with Jesus. When Jesus is baptized, as we hear here in the gospel story today, as Jesus comes to the water, Jesus is wrestling with those waters that are part of the story of his life and part of the story of God's life that Jesus is a part of. Jesus wrestles with those parts of the story, the creation, the redemption, the blessing, the wisdom, and the eternal life that Jesus comes to bear. It's a part of Jesus' life, part of that life that is the water with which he wrestles as he comes to that Jordan River to be baptized by John. But also for us, as we are washed in this water, sometimes in surprise, sometimes by our own willingness. Sometimes the water gets splashed on us when we least expect it. Sometimes the water splashes on us just to remind us that we are continuing to wrestle with that water, wrestling with the parts of our lives, our family, our stories, our traditions, our customs, our rituals, our faith, wrestling with this water that is a part of who we are, continuing on with us as we go through our lives. Family, as we are reminded that family, the traditional building block of who we are and of the way in which we enter into this world for the first time, but also that family takes on many different forms, and that family looks and sounds and acts in many different ways throughout our lives and throughout the lives of others in our community, as family takes shape in the many ways that other people experience it. Wrestling with our faith through these waters, responding to those ways in which faith has been passed down to us, but also experiencing in our lives new ways that faith can come. New ways that faith can come even through the technology and the new ways of living in our world. Wrestling with one another as we don't all come from the same tradition, but are a mix of children of God from different streams of life, experiencing and splashing around in that water in different ways, wrestling with the story that is our lives, that often, thanks be to God, includes times for celebration, times for joy and remembrances of good times. But as we know also, our stories include times of shame, times of grief and fear, times that perhaps we wish we could forget. Perhaps we wish we could put away, and yet they become part of our story nonetheless, continuing to shape us and mold us like a stream molds the rocks around it. And recognizing that our story is not over, but as we take the next steps of our lives into today and tomorrow and next week and next year and throughout the years of our lives, God will continue to be about the story of our lives as we wrestle with this water that comes along with us. Because baptism is a celebration of relationships. Notice that John doesn't go to people in their individual lives and ask if they would like to be baptized. Rather, he calls them out from the various places of the world, coming together as community. And even as Jesus comes, the question, should I baptize you? Don't you need to baptize me? There's that relationship that already exists between John and Jesus, and of course also between God. And as God not only speaks to Jesus, proclaiming Jesus, God's own Son, but also calling out to each and every one of us, you are child of God. I have claimed you. You are mine. All of this wraps around our understanding of what it means to be baptized. As we and this water of life continue to wrestle in our world, as we and our stories continue to be wrapped around what it means to be us individually, what it means to be us as community, what it means for us to be connected to the world. Sure, there are going to be times where there is danger, where there's fear, and where we might fear that we are being swept out into the deep. But along the way, God provides a way to navigate the waters, a way to ride the waters, always remembering, got ahead of myself, that as God has told us, I will be with you through the waters. I will claim you, and I will uphold you. I will never forsake you. This is the thanksgiving of our baptismal life and of the water that splashes us still today. Amen.